Masechet Kelim Perek Bet Mishnah Gimel. Here we'll talk about other earthenware utensils that do not have the ability to become tameh because they're flat, they're not containers, or they're not meant to be used as containers, or because they're covers. Mishnah says, "Hatehorim shebekli chedes." These are tahor amongst the earthenware utensils. Tavla she'en la lizbez, a tray that's flat, that has no rim around it. Umachta perutza, a flat, open-sided shovel that's used to shovel coals that has no walls around it. Ve'avuv shel kala'in, in a flat toaster's pan. This, imagine like a pizza peel, what's used on pizza. They don't have the ability to become tameh because they're not containers, and an earthenware vessel that doesn't have a container to hold something cannot become tameh. We learn this out from the Torah where it says, "Asheri pol mehem el tocho," talking about if a dead sheretz falls within it. So we imply from here that only if it has an interior, if it has a container, does it have the potential to become impure. The next item is a utensil that does occasionally contain things in it, but it's not meant to be used as a container. Vesilonot, a pipe. Afapi kefufin, afapi mekabelin, even though they may be bent in the middle, and even though they are possibly capable of containing liquid within that bend, they do not become tameh because pipes were not made for the purpose of holding something, but for moving water from one place to the next. Vekavkav she'asa'o le'salapat. A kavkav is a tall cover made for covering a bread basket. Utfi she'itkino la'anavim, and a type of container called a tefi that was used for the purposes of covering grapes. Even though normally it was used to hold oil, here it was modified in a way that it could hold grapes. Both of these items cannot become tameh, even though they could possibly be a container, because they're not considered to be containers. They're used as covers in both situations. So since they're primarily used as covers and not as a container, it cannot become tameh, even though it has that potential. The havit shel shayatin, a empty barrel that's sealed, that's used as a flotation device for a swimmer. The havit defuna b'shule hamahatz. If there is a large heavy utensil that has a piece, an indentation within it that would be used to help get leverage to carry the barrel over here, or the utensil, a person could put his hand in it and carry it. Neither of these become tameh because the point of the indentation over here in this utensil is to help carry it. It's not meant in order to hold something. And the havit shel shayatin, the barrel that we're talking about, even though it's intended to have air within it, it's not meant to be filled with something. So it's meant to be filled with the air to serve as a flotation device. That's not considered to be an actual container. V'hamita v'hakise v'hasafsa v'hashulchan, a bed, a chair, a bench, and a table cannot become tameh, even though they hold people or things on top of them, because they're flat. We're saying here that even though people may sit or lie on top of these items, they do not become tameh with tum'at midras. We're talking about something made of earthenware over here, because earthenware kelim are excluded from tum'at midras on a biblical level. The sefina, a boat, cannot become tameh, even though it's made to be used as a container to hold the people and to hold all the goods. The Torah excludes boats from becoming tameh. We learn it out from a pasuk in Mishle. V'hamenorah shel chedes, a menorah made from earthenware. Earthenware serves as a base for the lamp. There's a stand over here. It cannot become tameh because it's flat and not considered to be a container. In all these cases, if the utensils were made of earthenware, they are tahor, they cannot become tameh for the reasons as we explained. The Mishnah will now go into the rule of tameh liquids and their ability to make earthenware utensils tameh. On a Torah level, biblically, tameh liquid cannot make a utensil tameh, but the rabbis decreed that tameh liquids do make a utensil tameh. But in order so that people should remember that it's only a rabbinic type of tum'ah, they made a decree that when a tameh liquid touches the outside of a utensil, only the outside becomes tameh, and the inside remains tahor. The tum'ah here, that's rabbinic, applies to earthenware utensils as well. And that's what the Mishnah is going to teach, that the rabbinic tum'ah does not apply to earthenware utensils that are flat. Zeh kelal. Kol she'en lo toch beklihaydes en lo ahorayim. Any earthenware utensil that has no interior has no rabbinic tum'ah for the outside when a tameh liquid touches it. This distinction between the oraita and the rabbanan tum'ah is important because if you have a type of terumah or kodashim that became tameh, they're burned, but only if they're on a biblical level tameh. If they were rabbinically tameh, we wouldn't burn them. That would be destroying kodashim, when biblically you wouldn't have to.